Turtles Can Fly is set in the days just before the American invasion of Iraq that toppled Saddam Hussein. It is a Kurdish movie that's won awards at a variety of international film festivals, and today it opens in New York and Los Angeles. NPR's Bob Mandela says it's a portrait of a village, and especially of children, on the brink of change.
16-year-old Satellite got his name because he knows everything there is to know about satellite dishes. This makes him a very valuable citizen in the tiny Kurdish village he's currently calling home. The town elders get all their news from a single TV set with a feeble antenna, and Satellite, who is a bit of a con artist, has convinced them to let him barter for a satellite dish and some rifles, because he claims to speak English, based entirely on his ability to throw around a few city names and movie titles.
Titanic, Washington, San Francisco, Bruce Lee, Zinedine Zidane.
Satellite is an operator. He's organized the kids of the town, maybe 50 of them, into teams that dig up unexploded landmines for trade on Iraq's black market. The upside of this is that he can get the village its satellite dish, even if his translation of the programs that now come in clearly is a little shaky.
After the war is over, because I think there will be countries that are going to...
Bush says it's going to rain, he insists. But the downside of dealing in landmines is resilient, bright-eyed children on crutches. They passed mostly unremarked through the film, just another harsh fact of life in so forbidding a place. One new kid, though, makes an impression on Satellite, an armless refugee about his age who shows up with his slightly younger sister and a baby. It's the sister Satellite wants to get to know, and he woos her, looking like a teenaged Jeff Goldblum. But with the armless brother making predictions about things like unexpected explosions, Satellite learns to pay attention to him as well. The newcomers don't talk much in the wrenching, enormously human chronicle director Baman Gobadi has put together, for reasons that, when revealed in flashback, turn out to be even more harrowing than the lives the village kids are leading. Turtles Can Fly is so well-crafted and so emotionally on target, you'd never guess it was shot in what was, at the time, a real war zone as opposed to a movie war zone. Gobadi has had two other films about children released in this country, A Time for Drunken Horses and Marooned in Iraq. He is pretty much a one-man Kurdish film industry, and not a particularly political one in this instance. When the American invasion comes, it's not clear whether the director expects it to improve Kurdish lives or make things worse. Of course, he was filming just as major combat operations were concluding. The shots of arriving American soldiers are real, so he may simply not have known yet. I'm Bob Mandela.